another worldwide podcast of the Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 13, and today we'll be doing verse 33. Jesus spoke to them in another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole bunch was leavened. Today, as mentioned, we're going to speak of the final apparition here in Fatima. The miracle of the sun, it was called. What was the Fatima miracle of the sun? Well, the sixth and final miracle, the miracle of the sun, occurred on the 13th of October, 1917. This was essentially in response to the prophecy made by the 3 children. The children told the people in the village to come out and witness it, even the skeptics. There are reports of over 70,000 people being in attendance. According to various witness accounts, the rainy sky cleared up, and the ground that was wet from the rain became dry. The sun appeared dancing around and zigzagging in the sky within broken clouds, giving it the name of the miracle of the sun. Some say that the dancing sun even appeared to fly closer to the earth and then jump back into its place quickly. Others also mention multicolored light and radiant colors all over the sky. They said the miracle of the sun lasted for at least 10 minutes. You know, the amazing thing was is that the rain was so thick that day that everyone was absolutely soaked to the bone. And when this miracle happened, the entire area dried up instantly. That means everyone's clothes became completely dry. Everyone's surroundings became completely dry. Puddles disappeared and came back to a normal dry state. This is why the children were then finally believed by the people of Fatima. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty, daily. We pray for our children, especially our 2 oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for Boston, a.k.a. Keith. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Pray in silence for the people dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother in the name of Louis. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma. Prayers for a friend and his wife for a baby to be born. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life, as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 13 with verse 33 today, 1 stanza poem. It's titled, Yeast Like Heaven's Kingdom. Parable another, Jesus spoke, yeast like heaven's kingdom. Measures 3 took woman stoked. Leavened, batched whole, not even a joke. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's March 8th, 2023. We're recording this morning at 6:28 a.m. Portugal time. You can continue to learn more about our work at universalutterings.org. We are sponsored by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. Again, thanks for joining us this morning as we close early today. In the name of Jesus at 5:11. We thank Jesus for all things. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. God bless you, John.